This is The Naked Scientist with Helen Scales and Chris Smith. And as always, we kick things off by looking at what's been making science headlines around the world this week. Chris.
Helen, how often do you clean your teeth, and is it less than twice a day?
Oh, it's absolutely always twice a day, if not more, I'm sure.
Well, good for you. Your dentist will be delighted, but not only that, so will your heart, because there's new research out this week. It's been published in the British Medical Journal showing that if you clean your teeth twice a day, then you have a much lower risk of having a heart attack than someone who doesn't. Now, for a long time, people have claimed that there is this link between poor oral hygiene and heart attacks and other vascular problems like strokes, but evidence as to why it happens is lacking, and most of those claims have been made on the basis of small studies which had just shown that, confirmed by a dentist, someone has got this periodontal disease. In other words, there's problems going on with the mouth and teeth, and then the association was made. There's no easy way to just say, well, has someone got poor dental hygiene? How does that relate to the risk of having a heart attack? Well, what Richard Watt and his colleagues at University College London have published recently is a study where they looked at 12,000 people who were men and women, most of them over 50, in Scotland. They started with 12,000, but they had to actually sling 3,000 people out of the study because they didn't have any teeth, and having teeth was an inclusion criteria for the study. But with the residuum of their original starting cohort, they followed these people up for 8 years on average, and they weighed up whether or not they had a heart attack or some other vascular arterial event during that time. And they also made measurements of an inflammatory chemical in the bloodstream and various lifestyle factors. And when they married up who had had a heart attack with evidence on how often the people claimed to be cleaning their teeth, they found that people who had poor dental hygiene, in other words, they gave a history of cleaning their teeth fewer than 2 times per day, had a risk of a heart attack that was 70% higher than the people who did clean their teeth twice a day. So this shows there's a really strong link. In other words, the risk ratio was about 1.7 times greater for the people who clean their teeth only once or less times a day compared with people who had better oral hygiene. So you might ask, well, why does this happen? And the people who had the heart attacks and had the poor dental hygiene also had very much higher levels in their blood of a substance called CRP, C-reactive peptide, which is a sign of inflammation. So what researchers think is going on is that having inflammation in the teeth and gums then trips over into the bloodstream, and because arterial disease is an inflammatory process, perhaps having inflammation going on elsewhere in the body also increases the rate at which inflammation occurs in the arteries, and therefore damage happens to the arteries, therefore triggering heart attacks.
How can we be sure that there aren't other factors that are tangled up in all of this, that people who don't clean their teeth also have a terrible diet and don't look after themselves or exercise? Can we be sure that those things aren't also sort of playing somewhere in there as well?
Well, they have looked at that, and that's a very good point. And obviously there are other factors which are playing a role, because people who have poor dental hygiene may also, as you say, have a deleterious lifestyle. They may be in a lower social class, for example. Both of those things are independently associated with having a high heart attack risk. But the point that the researchers and Richard Watt and his colleagues are making is that what we need is something that someone can ask a patient to see whether or not they're at risk. So in other words, if you're a nurse or a doctor and you're just doing a screening, someone walks into your surgery and you just want to find out what their risk of a heart attack is, by just asking them simply, how often do you clean your teeth, could give you very valuable information as to the likelihood that person might need more or less intervention from a heart point of view.
And it seems like a simple thing, really, just to spend a few minutes every day cleaning your teeth. Now I sound like a dentist, don't I?